you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
And we are live, ladies and germs, here on a Monday, streaming at you on crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening to us, sharing some of your ear hole space with us on this lovely Monday afternoon from Los Angeles, California. My name's Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Where did that come from, ladies and germs? Instead of gentlemen, you say germs.
I think it's a...
Who started that?
I think it's one of those old vaudeville things, you know, like, good evening, ladies and germs. Then got a laugh.
Why are the guys germs?
Vaudeville. Huh?
Why are we germs?
I don't know. Because men are
we are vile.
Are
horrible.
Men are disgusting, horrible things.
Hey, listen, so are women. We're all disgusting. What do you want?
It's a planet full of disgusting apes. I'm not a monkey.
No,
I didn't come from no monkey.
I tell you, it's not going to matter much. I think Stephen Hawking is right. When the aliens approach our planet and see us, where we came from, it's not going to matter.
Matters.
They're going to
fire
up that laser gun and burn the fuck out of us.
When they're making that galactic highway.
Yeah, I think we're getting... Oh, yeah. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe.
Right.
We're bulldozing your planet.
Right. What a great show.
Too bad.
Great show, great book.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be here for the next couple hours live. It's 2:04 p.m. Pacific.
Hola.
We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific and 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't between those times, you're listening to a wonderful replay.
That's right.
Of the Great Monday Show here on the network. Holy cow, the network is abuzz.
That's right.
With all kinds of other programming going on. We had this morning
the Morning Wood,
the fitful start of the Morning Wood. There's some technical difficulties. Live radio from your bedroom is still in its infancy, ladies
right.
and gentlemen. So we are pioneers working with some software that, you know, doesn't have a ton.
We're Lewis and Clark
documentation out there for yeah. it, etc., etc.
Hey, if you write software and it's your gig, Include some directions. You know what I mean?
Put some directions.
Don't be an asshole.
It might be a nice thing.
Know your job.
Know your job. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
I'm looking at it right now.
Ryan is monitoring it throughout the show. If you tweet us at Crab Diving, we'll read it and possibly respond, possibly read it.
We're getting favorited. We're getting retweeted. We're getting added to different lists of things to... Who to look out for, a who's who.
I saw we got added to somebody's Twitter list of great podcasts to listen to.
Oh, wow.
Which
that's a good one.
Nice of them. That's a good one. Download the podcast here on crabdiving.com. They're all available. They're also available on the iTunes and I think on the Stitcher.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it is on Stitcher. Mine downloaded to...
I
looked
ours
on my
is,
Stitcher and there was a little crab on it today.
I don't know if the other... shows are on Stitcher.
Oh, really?
I have to check that shit out. Don't forget to listen. Right after this show, there'll be a rerun of Saturday's Canna Linguists
Yay.
Show with the very funny April O'Connor and Alex Mandelberg sharing their green love with you.
Passing the pipe.
Sparking one up and passing the pipe. So they will be on right after this. And then tonight, 7 p.m., is a rerun of... The Hollywood Hick.
Right.
Brent Paris, very funny. Listen to him talk.
It's an
extended
yeah.
Honey Boo Boo drama section.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in the middle there if you want to catch up on all your Honey Boo Boo, Sugar Bear.
Right.
Mama June.
Find out who...
I don't know who any of these people are except Honey Boo Boo and Mama June. I don't know who Sugar Bear is.
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
And Sugar Bear are two different people.
Is he on Honey Boo Boo now, Suge Knight?
Find out who Brent Paris is broke the fuck up with.
Find out who Brent Paris breaks the fuck up with on the Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. tonight. And then after that is a respin of the weekly Daily Upper Decker podcast, of which new episodes are available, will drop on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. And Brent's show also new episodes every Tuesday and Friday at 7 p.m.
I'm learning a lot from the shows. Like, for instance, I did not know that Mandingo never played in the NBA.
Mandingo did not play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Mandingo.
I learned that on the Daily Upper Decker. Porn star with a big old dick, I believe. I think. I don't know, really. I think it was a porn. I think it. He was a porn star. The Mandingo. He is the most searched male porn star on the internet. That's what I learned on our sports show. And also on the weed show, I learned that if you put a topical hemp-based sexual lubricant on your girlfriend and you perform some sort of oral servicings upon her, you could become high from ingesting the lubricant. Might have been thereabouts in the area. Makes sense.
You could topically absorb.
Be careful.
The whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. All kinds of stuff going on in the United States of America.
Right.
The right doesn't sleep. In fact, they're all fired up now after the commander-in-chief. After the elections now. They think it's a mandate from the people. They all hate Obama. Obviously, the country hates Obama. Just a bunch of old white people made it out to vote.
I mean,
be that.
Based on what we talked about last week, it just sounds like it's a mandate that's stating that our country is stupid.
Yes.
It's a mandate for stupidity in America.
It is. Only the ancient white people kind of made it out to vote. I mean, there were, in the grand scale of things, I'm sure you'll have people who will be like, I saw a black guy vote.
There's one. We saw this one black guy voting.
My black friend voted.
Yeah. It just sounds like the Democrats fucked up and didn't campaign on what they were doing and the good things they were doing. They just wanted to say, hey, look at all these right-wing nut jobs. If you don't come out and vote, the Tea Party's going to be in charge.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like a bad fucking strategy, if you ask me. Fear. It works for the other side, right?
Well, yeah, and they didn't do a great job of getting people out. I mean, it seems you could, even though we said, hey, look what's going to happen if the Republicans get the Senate.
Right.
It's going to be double shit storm.
I want to rein in the EPA.
Well, actually, nothing's going to happen.
You're going to sit there.
If Obama hopefully digs in and, entrenches himself and doesn't cave, hopefully, I mean, there's good news because this Keystone XL bullshit?
Right.
He was, has said that he's going to veto it if the Senate and I guess the House already passed the vote, didn't they?
Why would he veto that? What, does he not like tar sands?
Well, he said,
what a pussy.
Well, he was using things like logic and facts and shit.
Boring.
To let people know that, it's not going to create that many jobs. It'll create maybe some temporary jobs for a month or two while they build the fucker. And then I don't think it was in the tens. I think it was in the tens of jobs that it was going to create. So the
we're going to drag a tube of oil through our country. We could spray shit everywhere, but we're going to create 10 whole fucking jobs.
Right. And the potential to destroy the water.
Oh, yeah.
Of, major aquifers in the middle of the fucking country.
That'll create jobs, though. Fixing the aquifers.
That's true.
It's a shitload of jobs. Oh, I got a job scrubbing down oil-covered birds. How much does that pay? That's a job.
Didn't they say that about the... Was it an oil exec or was it it a disgusting...
Oh, yeah. Oil spills, they create jobs, right? Dude. I mean, that oil's not going to clean itself off of that emu.
Yeah, emu. You guys are looking at it the wrong way.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
So that is what is going on there. I'm looking at some technical shit.
I'm a baseball fan. I follow baseball news, and I logged on to MLBTradeRumors.com and saw that Mike Stanton, the star of the Miami Marlins, just got a new contract. 13 years, $325 million.
Oh, geez.
He is the largest contract for professional sports in North America.
Dang. For a baseball player.
For professional sports in North America.
But I mean, he's a baseball player.
Oh, yeah.
And you would think that in this country, maybe football player would get...
No, baseball players get more than football. I think there's a longevity issue. I mean, you know, you can be big and fat and play baseball, and you know, you can't. I don't think you can last as long in football. But, I don't know. I mean, it's 300. He's got work until he's 37 or something. I think he's 26 years old. He just got hit in the face too. He was the guy that got hit in the face at home plate the end of the season. And he fell like a sack of potatoes and just, honestly, blood spilled out of his face and he lost some teeth.
Felt like a sack of taters.
Yeah. But he's going to be doing $325 million.
Really?
I mean, that's so much fucking money.
That's crazy.
Anyway, that to me is big news. Not that anybody gives a shit about baseball or my opinion about sports. The Daily Upper Decker guys might be talking about that on Wednesday. I don't know.
They might be, yeah.
Or Thursday. No, their show's on Wednesday, right?
They are on Wednesday nights
at
8 p.m. You know what? I'm going to do something here. I want to...
Oh, cool. Doing something?
We're going to run to a little bit. I want to check a song here.
Oh, cool.
Check some settings. We'll be right back.
Settings.
We're going to be back. Technical issues here today on Crab Diving. Hold on. Hey, everybody, we may be going out live now.
We may not,
here on a Monday on Crab Diving.
What up?
Some issues with the stream, like a really old guy's prostate. Having problems with it going, starting,
so
stopping.
So fucking gross.
So hopefully, possibly, maybe, we're going out live to you all now. Here on Crab Diving, we're gonna be here shooting at your ear holes till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. In case you missed the first time, my name's Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because we're waping everybody up in here.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. There's all kinds of shit going on here. We got, you know, it's been a day of stuff happening.
I just checked. It sounded like we were going. I heard your voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good start. So anybody that was listening earlier and trying to listen wasn't working, we apologize. We're trying to set up the phones here on Crab Diving. I know that's going to work. I had to reset all the settings back to pre-trying to get the phones working.
Oh, I just heard us now. Oh, you're talking about the phones today.
I'm saying, yeah. I don't know if our phone experiment's going to work today on Crab Diving.
experimenting.com like it's, so many in college.
That's right. We have a really incompetent staff here who is
well, we don't have
more
any.
Education.
No, we don't have an incompetent staff. It's not true. You know what you're doing.
Who is in desperate need of trying to figure out what the fuck is going on here on Crab Diving. But thanks for listening
fucking
to us.
Fucking phones.
Thanks for listening to all the other stuff that's going on here on the network. We got Morning Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Following our show will be a rerun of The Cannilinguists from 4 to 5. And then
Hollywood Hick.
7 p.m. Hollywood Hick. 8 p.m.
Upper Decker.
Daily Upper Decker. All kinds of stuff coming at you. More programming will be flying at you in the future.
That's
hit
right.
me in the face. Close your eyes. It may burn. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I know what that means. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
I apologize. So
this is a gross show. It's every reference. Let's make every reference body fluid.
It's
why not?
Okay. Well, Sarah Palin is drizzling diarrhea.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Kind of a whole opening for
it's good.
Not like a real
I hate Sarah Palin just listening to her. Fucking stupid.
Did you check out our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. There is a our biggest story today that people are sharing and talking about and spreading the crabs is about Bristol Palin, that crotch spawn of that Wasilla Billy.
What did she do?
She's talking. She's opining, and who gives a fuck about...
I mean, she's got to be just in the lower percentage of the... on the intelligence scale of this country.
Well, she is... she put a blog post out on that Patheos, PATHEOS.com.
What the fuck is that?
It's a website that aggregates all kinds of religious blogs.
Oh, yes.
And they also have a really good atheist channel. They have a really good humanist channel.
Oh.
The Friendly Atheist, if you ever heard about him, he got his blog on patheos.com. But she wrote for some, I want to lick the starfish of the Lord.
I mean, anybody website. Will take Sarah Palin to write, I mean, Bristol Palin to write on their website because her last name is Palin.
Yeah, having said that, yeah, I would if she said, "Can I write a guest blog for crab diving?"
Yes.
I'd be like, "Fuck yes!"
Yeah.
But she wrote it was in response to something that this isn't even the headlines. This is we're going off the track here, but she wrote in response to something that the president, the commander in chief, Barack Hussein Obama,
quit saying his middle name.
Imagined
yes.
that he said, but he didn't. What the president? She's outraged that he is shitting on my words. stay-at-home mothers.
Oh yeah,
that's not true.
I'm sure someone's into that
because you know how Obama is. You know he would go out
and
give a speech about. What a bunch of lazy cows stay-at-home mothers are.
Oh, yeah.
That's right in his wheelhouse.
It's a standard speech.
But what he said, well, she said in her ridiculous blog post, when you take someone else's perfectly good life choice and say they shouldn't do that because they make less money, it's not like having their mom at home hurts kids. All Obama said is they don't make as much when they stay home, so no mother should ever choose to do that?
That's not what we're saying, stupid. He's not saying that.
What the president said was he was talking about, he said sometimes someone, usually mom, leaves the workplace to stay home with the kids, which then leaves her earning a lower wage for the rest of her life as a result.
Right.
That's not a choice we want Americans to make. So what he's saying is that because of our fucked up system and because the Republic snatches of the Congress won't pass equal pay laws for women. And they're saying that because of that, you make women choose.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you go off to take a little time off to have a baby, well, you come back. You're going to be penalized by making less.
That'll teach you.
And Obama is saying, well, you know, as a society, we shouldn't penalize? Don't the Republicans want more babies?
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. I don't understand their reasoning now.
Especially the Christian ones. Don't they want their vaginas going off like 50 cals? Just
yeah, shooting out babies.
Yeah. Automatic 50.
Equal pay. Yeah. Are 50 cals, are they automatic or not?
Some.
Are they legal?
Actually, I don't know if there's a... There's got to be an automatic... Yeah, there's got to be
an automatic. Are they legal in this country? Can you buy a 50 cal?
I don't... Well, the sniper rifles...
Well, 50
You can't, like a 50 cal machine gun mounted on top of a car, they frown upon
you're
you
not allowed to do that.
Despite what the freedom fighters here in America would prefer.
If I have a 50 cal, fashioned to the top of my 1991 Camry, I won't pass emissions.
You might pass emissions. I don't know. I was pontificating. But we're talking about Bristol Palin.
Yeah, an equal pay for women.
So she just got it wrong. And they disabled the comments on her Patheos.
Come on, guys.
You cowards. You chicken shits.
Yeah, that's the best thing about the internet are the fucking comments.
Because they know. They know that people would be pouncing all over her dumb white trash ass.
You mean calling her out for not being factual?
Bristol?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it is a blog, though. I mean, what is your expectation? Some dipshit whose biggest thing is Dancing with the Stars, which, listen, I would love to have that credit, but that's her thing, right? What else has she done besides Dancing in the Stars?
She came scrabbling out of Sarah Palin's vajayjay.
Okay, those two things. Neither one of those things should make her a great blogster or should qualify her to be writing factually on any kind of fucking subject.
Well, she also didn't Bristol Palin also produce Spawn herself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she had a baby.
Which, you'll remember, was left in the car.
Oh, yeah.
During
oh, my God.
Priscilla-palooza.
See, people forget that these Sarah Palin, these Palins, these people are straight up rednecks.
Don't cuss, Willow.
That's who they are. Don't right. cuss, Willow. That just sounds so
cuss,
fucking stupid.
Willow.
It's so irritating. Don't cuss, Willow.
Because Willow is saying, he called her a cunt.
What's worse?
Don't cuss, Willow.
What's worse? The cussing or her saying that?
How about not swinging at anybody at a party?
How about not writing a blog? I mean, I think you're wrong. I think not swinging at people. Well, she's a lot more qualified for that. She's a lot more qualified to take part in some sort of street brawl than she is to boot up the old notebook and post a blog about workplace. What the fuck was her blog about anyway? Like,
who knows? I saw some comments. She's got a regular blog thing going on, I think.
Good for her.
I saw some comparison somewhere too, because people were like, just shut the fuck up, Bristol. Nobody wants to hear what you're talking
about. No offense. Shut up.
And especially political things. What qualifies you as a political expert, Bristol? I would love to sit Bristol down and ask her current event knowledge, current political, geopolitical, even national politics, what's going on.
If
she has clue one of anything.
She doesn't. However, if she were to climb, between the ropes and jump into some UFC ring and start swinging away, I'd be like, yeah, I can see that. That's better. You've probably been in a few bar fights in your time up there in Alaska.
And I saw a comparison in one of the comments about, Chelsea Clinton was out there yapping all the time. And first of all, no, she wasn't. I mean, do you remember hearing or seeing anything until a little later? Didn't she contribute to some news station?
Right,
something?
And no offense. I mean, I know Chelsea Clinton
like
has...
Vassar? Didn't she go to Vassar?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she got in because she's the president's kid, okay? But shit, she went to Vassar.
Maybe, one of those.
Some nice, big, fancy fucking school. Where did Bristol go?
I don't want to shit on Bristol. I don't know her educational background.
But why would you?
I'm assuming she finished Wasilla High School.
We can shit on Bristol Palin.
She puts herself out there.
Right.
There was one time somebody defended, that was one of the retweets we got, some right-wing nut job asswipe on Twitter We tweeted out, who gives an amoeba fuck
what she says.
What she says. And he was all like, here's some typical left-wing hate.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
But
yeah.
It's not.
Well, it is kind of hate. I mean, I hate the fact that she's out there, you know, blogging away, inserting herself into the political discourse of this great country. Fuck her.
Right. Or that people are paying any attention to.
Yeah, it's gross.
The what she has to say.
I mean, we pay attention. To be honest, I mean, it is. We pay attention to it because
to
it's
mock,
fun.
To point and
but
laugh.
We're entertainment. She's not entertaining.
Correct. She's not entertaining.
When has she been funny or interesting?
Bristol?
A couple of times, I imagine. A couple of times, maybe here and there at the bar, playing darts. You know, while our kids waiting for mommy to be done drinking in the car. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, her, what was his name?
She probably has some funny jokes here.
Eli?
And there.
Was that his name? Or
who? Her husband?
They never got married, did
Eli.
They?
Elon Musk.
The the dude, the father of Bristol Palin's kid.
Oh, Track. Taggart.
No, Track is the
Is the brother, right? Her brother.
The non-Palin. The guy that... the idiot that the football lunkhead from Wasilla that got Bristol pegged.
Oh, okay.
And then posed
in Playgirl.
Playgirl.
Something. And who knew that existed?
But
anymore.
According to Brent Paris, the right. Hollywood hick, he didn't show his cock. He only showed off his ass.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Big deal.
Which you could see on.
Get some balls!
Late night TV.
Oh, yeah.
Download Law and Order. And see somebody's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Law and Order?
No, it was NYPD Blue.
NYPD Blue.
We all saw Dennis Franz's ass.
That's right. Sipowicz.
Sipowicz.
So the headline over on Americans Against the Tea Party is Princess Derp Bristol Palin is super outraged.
Super.
At something she imagined
Come
Obama
on.
Said.
Come on, guys. I imagined something and it pissed me off. Well, her blog's fiction then call it fiction.
Well, are we shocked by that at all? That something from a Palin is fictionalized? And all she's doing is capitalizing on that stupid last name of hers.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, rock on.
You think that, like, she
it's capitalism,
meant
right?
To, yeah, she meant to be untruthful? Or do you think she just misunderstood the facts? Like, she thought that, and then it's like, it's in her head. She's like, I must have read it somewhere. Instead of just making it up. Did she read somewhere that the
did
Barack...
Did she think, is what you're asking me?
I don't know.
I think that's unlikely.
Right. We should open up her blog and check it for punctuation. What is the grammar like in that fucking blog? I'm serious. Is it good? Does she
I'm
have
sure
a
people,
she have a proofreader?
I'm sure people...
How would she have a proofreader and then write that? You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to say, hey, Bristol, this is a completely factual over here, what you're saying.
It's funny on
you
the
made it up.
Americans Against Tea Party story... They link back to her blog,
uh-huh.
But they go through something called Do Not Link, which it strips the Google juice. So you're not helping out their blog at
evil.
All by linking to it.
Oh, shit.
It is pretty evil.
I have stripped you of your Google juice.
Obama doesn't like stay-at-home moms by
he
Bristol
hates them.
By Bristol Palin. Did you hear what he said?
What?
On Halloween, President Obama was in Rhode Island talking about women and the economy. He said the government should be funding more preschools and daycares to help working moms. Just another speech until he said this. What's wrong with funding preschools and daycares to help working moms?
How's the grammar? Is it right in there so far?
So far, I guess.
I mean, did she say on Monday, comma, President Obama, or did she leave out the...
On Halloween, comma.
Nah,
Obama, yeah.
Boring.
I think she probably has proofreading.
God damn it. That's boring. I was hoping that...
Are you kidding? Sarah probably makes her poor beleaguered assistant. Here, read Willow's blog post and make sure it's not stupid.
Yeah, the assistant's just sitting there with a fucking razor blade right over their veins. Just like, yeah. Read Willow's blog or kill myself.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Oh, God.
Then she said, until he said this. And then that's that quote. Poor choice of words, Mr. President.
Yeah.
When you take somebody else's perfectly good life choice and say they shouldn't do that because they make less money. Yeah. Period. Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, we might have some issues here.
It's not like having their mom at home hurts kids. All Obama said is they don't make as much when they stay home, so no mother should ever choose to do that?
There's some issues with these sentences. I'm not certain that they aren't run on, and I'm not certain that there are not comma issues.
Wait. Skip. As a single mom, I have to work. In fact, I drive to Anchorage every day and clock in and out just to make sure I have a steady income to put bread on the table for my son. What is Willow Palin doing?
I don't know. What is she? Is she lying?
In and out.
What is she lying? Is she lying? She works at a factory making.
We need some. We need some Alaska correspondents to get on this.
Ask my brother to go look into
you
it.
You gotta get Jeffrey on this and find out where Bristol Palin is working. That she's driving to Anchorage every day. I have to drive to Anchorage every day and clock in and out.
How stupid. How does she have time to write this blog with all the fucking clocking in and out she's up to?
Good moms rock, whether they work or stay at home or do a little of both. Let them decide what's best for their own family! !
Good moms rock!
A lot of exclamation points.
Oh, yeah. Overuse of the exclamation point.
Yeah, she's very emphatic. I'm not the only one who thinks this. Well, of course you're not, because you're a dummy.
Yeah. You're not special at all. You're like, you just happen to be a really well-known dummy.
Where are the feminists on this one, somebody said.
Yeah.
What about a woman's right to choose? Well, it's so stupid. They have no idea what they're talking about again. As usual, they're twisting what the president said because it's something that might be good.
Yeah.
Like helping single moms.
Right.
When they re-enter the workforce to not have lost the possible wages that, you know, I mean, they're...
You know, it's funny because ridiculous. What you're explaining is impossible to explain because you're saying that it might help this person because Obama's going to make it so this person might make more money. And she's saying that's a bad thing. So, you see, it's impossible. I mean, it's a tough thing to explain because it's so fucking stupid.
It's difficult to explain.
Hey, let me break this down for you, Pat, at Vile Experience.
Yes, it's, Ryan.
Sometimes it's better to have more money than less money. Oh? It's super better.
That would be really cool to check out.
Oh, yeah.
To see what that possibility is like.
God!
I really want to find out what the fuck this Palin Bristol thing is doing.
She works at some family business. She's not clocking in.
Clocking in.
I'm clocking in.
I'm sure she's immensely qualified. I mean, if she's going to, like, Piggly Wiggly in Anchorage,
right,
and clocking in and scanning people's groceries, then rock on. Then I actually have growing respect for her. But if it's some, my mom's friend got me a job at a law firm.
Yeah.
Where she's sitting up there doing jack-all shit, but because she's a Palin, they had to fling her a job.
What is she going to do at a law firm, though? Like, if you say you're a lawyer and you're like, oh, shit, I got to get this letter out, this da-da-da-da, let me give this to Bristol. Hey, Bristol, you think you could bust out this memo by 4:45?
Bristol could get lunch.
Bristol is opening Word. She's like, I can't get Word to open. I got a cap. Where's the capital? How do you make capital letters? Right. Bristol, can you do a mail merge? No, she can't.
So that's what was going on there. I was getting to the headlines. Here on Crab Diving, frequent listeners know we like to check out two different places. We like to be a little bit fair and balanced here.
A little. I mean, you know.
On Crab Diving.
To a point.
We like to read what's on the headlines at the Huffington Post, the Commie Pinko Liberal.
If eat.
Huffington Post. And then we head over, dumb it down, set our clocks, our brains back a few hundred years.
The website that stupid people read.
Drop a couple hundred IQ points.
Yes.
And
hello, Drudge.
Go down and read what's on the Drudge. The headline on the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete Huffington Post right now. It's all in red, so that means it's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a photo of Bibi Netanyahu.
Oh, shit.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the... what is he these days? President, premier, prime minister?
Poobah. of Israel.
Is he currently prime minister? I get confused.
Do not know.
This president.
Get Bristol on the phone. Ask her.
Prime minister.
She's got that political blog.
Do you think Bristol Palin would know who prime minister of Israel is right now?
No.
Come on. You don't think she would at least
know
that?
With Sarah? No.
That's true.
No. They don't know shit. They're up there fighting. Blogging.
The headline says leaked.
Ooh.
Well,
we got that sound effect now. That
I do,
squirt.
But because I have one thing open, I don't have the other thing open.
Shit.
There you go. Leaked.
Professional sounds of squirting.
Europe mulls Israel crackdown.
They're mulling something.
Sanctions. This goes over to Haaretz.com, which I believe is an Israeli newspaper. And it says Haaretz obtains full document of EU proposed sanctions against Israel. So I guess a document is leaked that the EU is preparing to give a little cock slap to the Israelis for, you know, not being nice neighbors to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
Sanctions, it says, could apply to Israeli politicians opposed to the two-state solution. They're saying steps against European companies working in settlements, punitive measures against Palestinians also, over negative measures, whatever that means. So the EU is getting ready to tell Israel, maybe ixnay on the Edelmans, say.
Yeah. And wait. Didn't the UK say they were in the news coming out against the settlements, I thought?
They did. The UK Parliament, I think it was mostly symbolic.
Yeah.
We vote to say this, but it really doesn't mean anything kind of thing. But they did say that they support, was it the two-state solution they support or whatever, which is kind of a smack in the face to Israel and to a lot of, you know, Israel, I don't know enough about to really get all cranked up about it and to have an opinion. I do think it's a little bit more middle ground. Obviously, there's rockets coming from terrorists and shit. But
you think there's something?
There's also,
right,
you don't have to kill a couple of million people and starve a couple of million people for when you have the ability to crush them like cockroaches, you don't maybe need to do that. There may be
a horrible fucking situation
to get around this. It's really, when you see how those Palestinians are living,
right,
kind of unpleasant. And then, you know, the loving Christians among us, some on the right will say, they deserve it, they're all terrorists.
Do you think Obama's handling it right in the Middle East?
Who the fuck?
I know.
How do you handle it?
I don't know.
How do you handle any of this shit? They're all fucking batshit crazy. They're all crazy.
I wonder how Sarah Palin would have handled it.
And a lot of them are
commander in chief.
A lot of them are crazy over the religion.
We stand with Israel.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sarah Palin is frequently sends her yap a flutter about what's going on.
They need to bomb whoever they need to bomb.
Oh, yeah. And if Obama says, you know, well, maybe Israel shouldn't expand into those settlements right now. We need to stand behind Israel. Obama hates Israel. And then you got the Christian, uber Christian lunatics who are love what's going on in the Middle East because for some reason they think it means the end times are coming and they're all going to get sucked up to Jesus's taint.
Wow. I wonder how that happens. I mean, he's got a powerful little taint.
A Hoover, it's a Dyson taint.
Hold on a second. I just saw the FedEx truck.
It's a Dyson Jesus taint.
I'm expecting a FedEx.
Passed by. Oh, right. So go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be able to read that article about Bristol Palin, by the way. So the headline, that was the headline on the Huffington Post. They're concerned that Europe may be joining in some sanctions against Bibi Netanyahu.
What up?
And our friends in Israel, the old country.
Hey, guys.
And so let's dumb it down. Dial your IQs back to single digits.
I'm guessing Ebola?
No.
Mexicans?
No.
Damn! Gays?
No. But I mean, it's
Ferguson.
Ding ding ding! Yeah. It's a cornucopia of terror of whatever you know the latest thing is that can scare the shit out of the people who like to get their panties in a bunch. Yeah, yeah. Right? It's the marauding blacks of Ferguson, Ryan. Watch out. State of emergency declared in Ferguson, says the Drudge Report.
What was God thinking, by the way, when he made people and he made them all different fucking colors? You got to make everybody the same fucking color. If he could do it all again...
He had to make some better than others.
No. He should have made everybody just look exact... Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know...
I'm arguing for the other side.
Oh, right, right. I get you. But he should have just made everybody look exactly the same. No facial expressions. We should have been made to look like... Maybe not white. I think the darker color would be better just in terms of the sun shit.
Yeah, for melanin, you mean protection from the sun and
sunburn? No face. We need, like, everybody has to have the exact same fucking face. Just like a big, domey looking face, void of any kind of, like, individuality. You know, everyone has to look exactly the fucking same. And maybe we wouldn't hate so much.
I'm sure we would find a way.
God really fucked up making people different colors. I mean, he would have no idea how much the white man will resent
people. But God knew everything that was going to happen anyway.
It's God's will or it's God's destiny.
See, this is where you get different answers with the Christian jujitsu, the Christian mental jujitsu, because if you say, they say God knows what's going to happen, but he's letting you drive.
So, and then...
Is what, right? Unless he decides to work in a mysterious way. Right.
So really, it's all bullshit, kind of. I mean, listen.
I think we've established that.
The races, I mean, he really fucked up making people different colors. I mean, it's insane. He fucked up! There's no other way around it. It is a colossal fuck up. It is a near fucking failure.
And the platypus, why?
I don't know.
Why? Why do you slap a beak on a beaver?
I would say, right, I think that's way low on the fucking... I think the race thing is... I think it's to a point where... I mean, God's going to look down one day. He's going to be like, I got to start over and make everybody the same fucking color. We can't go on like this anymore. It's disgusting. And then what? He's going to burn us?
Well, but isn't that kind of happening genetically? And that's what...
We're all
friends on the right are terrified of.
We're gonna be one color.
And the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, they're not racist anymore.
Don't waste mix. No, just that one chapter is trying not to be racist anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't waste mix.
Yeah. Oh, that kid.
Remember that little kid? Oh, I gotta get those clips again. Go on YouTube and
horrible look little for child. I mean, really.
White supremacist kid or something like that.
Horrible
neo-Nazi
parents.
Kid.
I mean, really, those are bad parents. I mean, you turned your kid into a well-spoken neo-Nazi.
Right.
By the time he's 8, and he's kind of not that well-spoken either. I've seen kids on...
Well, he's a cute little kid who's reading the horrible hate spewing that his parents gave him.
And he could do a better job. If you look at other kid actors out there, they're more well-spoken than this guy. He's not that great. That's all I'm saying. He's kind of uncomfortable on camera, and he's sort of a monotone.
You're saying they could have found a better actor?
They could have found a better racist.
You know who he's like? He's like Jake Lloyd.
Who's that? Oh, God, that kid?
The kid from the Star Wars
movies. Who do you hate worse? I guess we shouldn't hate Jake Lloyd.
We don't hate him.
He's not a kid. Just hate his acting.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been the one I would have chosen.
I would have chosen a cardboard standee of anyone's face other than him. It would have more expression. And, you know, I would have cast Julia Stiles.
Oh, yeah, she's, what was she? She's been in the Mission Impossible movies, right? Oh, yeah. Isn't that the latest?
Right, right. They needed someone to be in the scene that doesn't move their face.
Right. Have you heard, speaking of the news, that's the headline, by the way, over on the Dummy Drudge Report.
They're worried about the grand jury
Ferguson,
right?
Yeah, and Governor Jay Nixon today of Missouri.
Hey.
Signed an executive order.
Ooh.
Tyranny.
Oh, shit.
Activating the Missouri National Guard.
Great. Now, listen, are they all white, the Missouri National Guard? I mean, I hope not. God.
According to a news release, the role of the National Guard will be to support law enforcement during any period of unrest that might occur following the grand jury's decision concerning the investigation into the death of Michael Brown. Now, don't you think they've got to have some insider info? if the governor is saying, maybe we should have the National Guard standing by.
I mean, if I was the governor, I would say, hey, I quit. This sucks. I'm going to go work in the private sector and make a shitload of money. This sucks. This whole Ferguson shit.
Under the executive order, St. Louis County Police will have command and operational control. So they are instantly telling that clown cop in Ferguson, you know what? We got this.
Oh, okay. They're taking over.
Yes.
Okay. In Ferguson, they gave him a shot with that first thing, and it didn't go so well.
And a lot of, I guess, I saw one article that said that hundreds of clergy are planning on running out to try to keep the peace.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's going to be a bunch of ministers and priests and priestesses and ministrettes. What do you call a lady minister? Is it still a minister?
I think it's a sorceress. The witch.
Wait, do you guys have in the Methodist sect?
Oh, yeah.
Christian sect. Do you have female pastors?
Right, right. But yeah, but they have to carry a little magic wand and a fairy hat. Yeah, yeah. I think we
have a fake penis.
Yes, they do. They wear a strap-on during communion. I think we have female.
Can they be elevated to the same height as
preachess?
Like, you can have a head.
Right.
The head of your local parish or the flock or whatever.
She can be Grand Wizard.
She can be the Grand Wizard.
I don't know.
That's very progressive of you.
Oh, yeah. I think the Methodists have bishops.
And are there lady bishops?
Oh, yes. A bishop?
Are there bishops?
Absolutely. We have whatever. We're very diverse.
I didn't know that. Catholics, you know, not so much.
No, no, no. What can a woman do in the Catholic Church? Be a nun? Is that it? That just about
she
it.
She can marry Jesus.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's funny. You listen to the Pope talk about income equality and shit. You're like, well, okay, I appreciate the message, but shit, dude. I mean, you're kind of oppressive.
True.
And they rape kids, so there's those two things. But whatever. Hey, listen. We can't tell people to wear condoms. That'd be too much of a service. We can't let women have any kind of decent job in the church. We rape kids, but listen, we gotta fix this income inequality thing.
Yeah, they rape kids. They rape kids.
Whatever.
Did you hear about billion gazillionaire?
Oh yeah,
Harold Hamm.
No,
have you heard of this guy? He is, I think, Oklahoma. He's an Oklahoma oil billionaire.
Fuck you!
You don't hear much about him. Usually, you know, we get to hear about other billionaires that are out. I'm sure he's equally as active, just less overt about it. I just looked over the other side. It says mass murderer Charles Manson issued marriage license. As a side note, ladies and gentlemen, love is blooming. So while we talk about this other
right,
the thing that's going on with this gazillionaire billionaire Harold Hamm is that he's getting a divorce.
Oh, okay. We're doing a little division.
Big giant hanking. Honkin' divorce.
How much is he worth?
While love is blooming
right.
for Charles Manson, it's waning for the Hams. Sue Ann Hamm,
right,
the Oklahoma woman who was married to America's biggest oil dude, Baron.
Fuck this guy.
Is going to appeal her divorce settlement.
How much did she get originally?
Because she says it ain't enough.
I agree. Let's drain this fucker.
Not counting the California ranch and an Oklahoma estate that she's getting, which are both worth tens of millions of dollars.
Wow, which one would you live in?
She was given.
Yes.
In settlement.
Yes.
And I might add, she is appealing because this isn't enough money. $1 billion in cash.
Okay. I have a couple of thoughts. First, fuck her and fuck her husband. Fuck them both. They're evil 1%er assholes. You know what I mean? I need some new socks. Number two, I agree. It's not enough. Let's fuck this guy's life up. Honestly, take more from this fuckface.
He is the chief executive officer of energy giant Continental Resources. Doesn't that sound pleasant?
No.
He owns 68% of the company's stock, worth an estimated $13.5 billion.
Congratulations, shithead. You made a lot of money off oil.
I'm reading from the New York Daily News. 68-year-old oil magnate owns more of oil in America than any other American.
His wife's leaving him.
He was born, he worked his way up.
No.
God bless him.
Good for him.
He was born the 13th child of Oklahoma sharecroppers and is now the state's richest person.
Oh, good for him. Fuck him and his oil people. I don't have any sympathy for him. None.
Sue Ann's attorney, Ron Barber, said Sue Ann is disappointed in the outcome of this case.
No.
She dedicated 25 years as Harold's faithful partner and family and business. She considers the settlement amount, quote, not equitable.
She has $1 billion.
Cash plus the giant house in Oklahoma plus the giant house in California.
Okay.
Ain't enough.
Right. Now, if you put $1 billion in the bank, could you live off the interest?
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean,
I think a couple of small African countries could live off the interest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you agree with me, right? I mean, you know, fuck this guy.
Well, there's part of me that is like, right. I'm torn because I think I may be more outraged by the fact that these numbers are flying around for these people.
Yes, absolutely. It's disgusting.
And means nothing to them. You know, if you divided all these numbers by 90, cut 90% and down to 10%.
Okay.
And said all she's getting is $100 million.
Still, you could live off that.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't have to be conflicted, though, over this. You can, because let me explain to you how
the other part of me wants her to take him for everything.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah. I'm glad she's upset that she didn't get enough money. I'm glad she's living in that hell where she feels cheated. Good for her. I'm glad. I don't want her happy.
But then how do we know what kind of a giant cartwheeling asshole he might have been for 25 years? Maybe she deserves half of the billions and billions.
I know.
Instead of just one measly billion.
I'm glad that they're both unhappy. But I hope she takes more of his cash.
I'm glad they're both unhappy.
Fuck them. Yeah. These are the kind of stories you like to hear. I mean,
I don't know. That there's some misery.
I'm sorry. I'm being classist here.
It shows you there's nothing that money can't buy happiness.
I'm showing prejudice. I have a prejudice of people that a bias against the people who. How much money does this guy have?
$13.8 billion estimated, just in stock his own company.
Suck it, dude. Honestly, this guy can suck it. And I hope his wife takes so much money that he has to fill in the infinity pool in his stupid backyard.
I think he'll be okay. And that's the crazy thing is why not just say, here, I have $14 billion. I can live without seven. This fat fuck, his daily life, Harold Hamm, if he ended up giving away half of his billions,
right,
ain't going to change. If he ended up giving away 90% of his billions, his life ain't going to change.
You know, if you got so much money, what if he did give her 90% just so he could say, listen, I want to do what's right. I want to give you 90% so you leave me alone because I that's how much I hate you. I hate yous. I mean, even half. That would be funny. That's what I would say. I would say, listen, sweetheart, I can't stand you. I can't stand talking to you. I can't stand our conversations. I can't stand everything. I hate you $7 billion worth. I have $7 billion worth of hate in my heart.
I mean, aren't there
for you?
There
here.
Are certain guys who can handle that, though. There are guys out there who are like, look, it was worth half to make it all go away.
Yes.
It was worth half.
Oh, yeah. And these guys don't have any money.
But then for this...
They're living in a basement with a hot plate.
For this, it's ego. For this guy, it's...
Stupid.
It's monopoly money. It means nothing to either of these people. Even if she got fucked in the divorce, somehow. The rest of her life is going to be amazing.
This guy left her with just $1 billion.
Right.
Where's she supposed to live?
How is she supposed
She's
to live?
She's got to look on Craigslist and find an apartment.
How can I live on that? Just $1 billion.
How many cars do you think she has? Do you think she has more than 5 cars?
The hams? I don't know. Cars are a dude thing, right? Hey,
This is some "Do You Hear the People Sing" shit right here. This is some French Revolution bullshit. This really doesn't. This make you?
It's hard to feel bad for either of them
to march through the streets and say, "I'm not." You just put their heads on a pike. Honestly, this sucks. Fuck both of them. $1 billion.
Well, that's a sad love story. Let's click on this other happy love story.
Okay.
Notorious mass murderer Charles Manson. Manson is getting hitched. Holy fuck.
Does he still
Manson,
have that?
Manson, listen to this.
Does he still have that birthmark on his head?
He's got the shape of a swastika? Yeah. Manson is now 80.
Oh, okay.
Applied, 26 year old. Afton Elaine Burton.
Afton, your parents they are were tremendous issued failures.
A marriage license.
Failures.
Manson, who's now 80, has 90 days to get married or they have to reapply.
This is crazy.
She told Rolling Stone last year that she planned to marry him, but he denied it at the time, saying that's a bunch of garbage, that's trash, we're playing that for public consumption. And she said, y'all can know that it's true. It's going to, they print, I love how they printed y'all.
Y'all can know it's true.
In the New York Daily News, they printed, y'all can know that it's true. Burton told the, she told the Associated Press, she said, it's going to happen. She also goes by the name of Star.
Oh, yes.
She moved to California where he's imprisoned in Corcoran from the Midwest 9 years ago to be close to him.
How is she going to have time to devote to medical school while at the same time seeing Charles Manson?
But no, she's going to juggle.
What does she do? Is she a doctor?
It doesn't say. She just says that she loves him.
Oh, okay.
I'm with him. There's all kinds of things. She says that the California Department of Corrections confirmed that the license has been sent out to the prison.
Right.
And they're saying the wedding, Burton, she says that, or Star, I should say, says the wedding might have happened earlier if Manson didn't have, quote, some situations. Charlie Manson in jail for being a mass murderer and a cult leader.
Can you imagine?
He's got a couple situations.
Hey, Mom, I just want you to know, Mom and Dad, I met someone special. Where'd you guys meet?
Right. Have you seen Helter Skelter?
Well, we want to have him over to dinner. Nah, that's impossible.
Right.
You have to go to him. Have you seen Helter Skelter?
It's 3:05 in the afternoon here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Western Type Coast. If you're listening to us out on the East, it's like 6:06. If it ain't that time, you're somewhere else, or this is a rerun. We appreciate you listening to us. We are going to be taking a little bit of a musical interlude here so we can recharge, go pour ourselves something, go light ourselves something, go
yummy,
eat ourselves something, go purge ourselves of something.
Right.
A couple minutes. We're going to play some music here. Couple of different tracks. I got
we got Ray Sterling.
We do have some Ray Sterling with Trouble Me.
Yes.
And then what's this other one?
Oh, it's
Hammer and Nails.
I wrote it down.
Matthew Fisher,
Hammer and Nails.
We can start with that one.
Perfect.
We'll start with Hammer and Nails and go into a little bit of Trouble Me, Ray Sterling. Then we'll be back on the other side with more Crab Diving. If you buy shit on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy all your shit there. We get a little taste, we get a little cut, we get a little nibble, we get a little dribble.
Yay!
And it don't cost you nothing extra.
Just do it.
It comes from the corporate overlords to us, so
right.
Do that. Also, if you're into beer, if you know somebody that's into beer and wants to buy or wants to create their own.
I love beer, Pat. I want to make some beer. How do I do it?
Well, Ryan, you go to Mr. Beer. They have different kits, larger, smaller, more complicated. They have all their beer brewing type needs.
Really?
And you can go there through, again, our portal, and we get a little taste, a little nibble. It's crabdiving.com/beer.
Danke.
And we'll be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. More crab diving after this short little musical interlude. We'll flash the lights when it's time to come back from the shitter.
Oh, like you're at the theater.
Right.
I keep on going, never
we're back here, ladies and gentlemen. Crab diving live on a Monday. It's coming up on 3:15 in a couple of minutes here on a Monday. If you're, unless you're listening to a rerun, then it's some other time. But thanks for letting us vibrate your tympanic membrane for a little bit. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
What is it Howard Stern did? He had that. One point, he had a woman sit on a speaker and
did
reverb and stuff. Yeah,
that was in private parts. And in the movie, that character was played by Jenna Jameson.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's what made her famous, I think.
Jenna Jameson, famous porn star. Did you see? I think I sent you on Facebook earlier. We talk frequently here on the show about the flying spaghetti monster.
Oh yeah,
his noodly appendages wrap themselves around everybody. And
my faith is El Dante.
Ramen.
Ramen.
porn star. I want to say it's Asia Carrera. Was it porn star Asia Carrera? I don't know. I forgot who it was. I sent you the message on Facebook.
Oh shit! I didn't look at it.
But has now declared herself a Pastafarian and got her driver's license picture taken with a strainer, a colander on her head. Because, you know, that's the sacred headpiece of a Pastafarian.
You know, I want to do that too, but part of me is like, what if I happen to be driving somewhere in Alabama and I get pulled over and like, what the fuck is this on the picture? Your license plate, Pastafarian.
We don't take too kindly. And this is in Utah.
I'm going to tase you and beat the shit out of you.
I'm reading from Raw Story. Former adult movie star who claims to be a member of the satirical church, the Flying Spaghetti Monster, was allowed to exercise her religious rights by having her Utah.
Wait, the story should be Asia Carrera lives in Utah?
Utah driver's license.
Why?
Her photo was taken wearing a colander on her head.
No offense, but who the fuck would choose to live in she must have to live in Utah.
Asia Lemon, also known as Jessica Steinhauser.
Asia Lemon.
And previously known in the adult movie industry as Asia Carrera.
Is her new porn name is Asia Lemon. It's a reimagining?
I think she may not be taking DNA samples anymore for a living.
Oh, shit.
She.
I'm getting out of porn and I'm moving to Utah because I don't want to drink on Sunday or ever.
She says she's an atheist. And claiming membership in the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is a decision she's proud of.
Yes.
She says she's proud of Utah for allowing freedom of all religions.
Good for you, Utah.
In what is considered by many to be a one-religion state. I wanted to see if I could wear the colander in Utah. I wasn't sure they would let me.
Well, good for her.
She said she got early resistance from the DMV there. But when she... when presented with printed documents backing up her religious freedom. What the hell does that mean? They finally took the picture. They just gave up. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
I mean, listen, I've been to the DMV, and it's so in California, everything's such a nightmare. When to get something done, I'm not gonna gunk up the thing, but I'm not going to put a pasta strainer on my head. You'll never get out of there. They won't let you do anything.
Yeah, it'll be a whole deal. Oh, I'll have to call a supervisor.
I hate the DMV.
Supervisor has to call a supervisor.
Here's a form. Sit over there for 15 fucking minutes. For an hour.
So the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, for those who don't know, started with a satirical open letter written by Bobby Henderson, the guy who ended up founding the church.
Hey, good for you, Bobby.
But it was just something that he tossed out there in a open letter that he wrote when he was protesting the Kansas State Board of Education's decision to allow teaching intelligent design. Remember that disaster in 2005?
Dang, dang, dang.
We're going to teach Jesus.
Yay.
As an alternative to evolution in public fucking schools.
It's stupid. Hey, I want our kids to be dumb.
So this guy, Bobby Henderson, wrote a letter satirizing creationism and said that whenever scientists carbon date an object, that actually there is a supernatural creator who looks like a spaghetti and meatballs.
Super.
That modifies the data with his noodly appendage.
Oh, it really is the best thing ever. That is so funny. Good job, Bobby.
But, you know, when someone, I've seen some comments on, you know, The Blaze and some of those other terrifying websites where they'll have something about this and they'll be like, they're making a mockery of religion and of God.
We're making a mockery of people who stare at the sky and think somebody is up there controlling shit. I'm sorry.
But then turn around and say, well, prove there's no flying spaghetti monster.
Prove that there's not.
Prove that the flying spaghetti monster didn't wrap his noodly appendages around shit and create it. Prove it.
I don't know what to tell you. I can't do it. I can't. Right.
I have a cookbook that says spaghetti exists. Right. Therefore, it's true.
Now, speaking of gods, by the way, we were favorited and then retweeted by Philly Jesus.
Philly Jesus.
Arrested.
Arrested.
He was at a skate park ice skating. And I guess he ice skates and goes around Philadelphia dressed up as the big JC. And
we have one here.
Oh, do we really? We have LA Jesus?
There's a Los Angeles Jesus.
There's a West Hollywood Jesus, too. He's kind of my favorite. He's the best.
West Hollywood Jesus.
It's pretty funny, yeah. This guy was...
That's on our Facebook, though. If you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, you can see the picture of Philly Jesus.
Yeah, it's a good... That's a great costume. You know, some people that dress up as characters and
that's
pose
a real
for
beard too.
Yeah, yeah, he's all out. He
looks
like...
Well, he's white Jesus though.
Oh yeah,
isn't what, he?
That's boring. You don't want a white Jesus.
But I mean, he's white. He's uber Caucasian bearded Jesus.
Yeah, man.
He's not a Philistine Jew from you know.
Well, this guy
2,000 years ago looking.
Ice skating Jesus arrested at Love Park. Michael Grant was dressed as Jesus when he was arrested on allegations of soliciting tips for posing for pictures. So it's a costume character thing, but he's got a great costume. I mean, that looks good. It's professional. Good for you.
How do you know it's not the real Jesus?
It's true. The Philly Jesus, a Philadelphia man famous for dressing in Christ's garb, was arrested for allegedly soliciting tips. 28-year-old guy. He's an entrepreneur.
My name is Philly Jesus. I bring the story of Christ to life to the streets of Philly by portraying the role of Jesus and sharing the gospel with all. At PhillyJesus.com retweeted us. That's very nice of him.
There's a picture in the article. It's on UPI.com.
Well, I mean, let the guy have a shekel or two. Who the fuck cares?
Look at him. Look at this guy arresting Jesus.
That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
So, go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Send this guy money. I don't know what he has set up. Donate to his cause. He's funny. It's a costume character. Listen, these guys, that costume isn't free. He's got to launder it. He's got to clean it. Just can't take a picture of him. And expect not to pay for any. Who's that guy on the Venice boardwalk?
This is a huge thing going on Twitter, man.
What do you mean?
News 24 in Brazil: ice skating Jesus arrested at Love Park.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, Philly Jesus is retweeting a lot of these.
Hey, Philly Jesus, thanks for the retweet and the favorites.
That picture of Jesus,
big ups,
handcuffed. Up against being thrown in the back of the police car. It is quite amazing. Because that's what would fucking happen.
Right.
If Jesus really came back.
Yes. But by the way, I thought, how are these handcuffs holding Jesus?
I mean, if the character of Jesus really existed and then came back now.
Oh, how dare you.
Charles Manson trending on the Twitter.
Oh, good.
Congratulations to him.
Is he on Twitter?
And his pending nuptials. I don't think he tweets.
Really?
You think Manson's tweeting?
I don't know.
Those would be interesting to read, though.
Well,
Charlie's looking good for 80.
Yeah. He doesn't have a lot of temptations.
Swastika's a little fadey.
Really?
Use a bump.
Is it carved
into... He could use some recoloring on the swastika.
Is it carved into
his
head or is it just a tat?
It's a tat. Yeah, he could use a little recolor. It's a little fadey.
That's certainly a choice.
And actually, it ain't looking total swastika-ish anymore because a couple of wrinkles have moved in. So
it's fucking it up.
The beautiful, pristine white canvas that was carved on before.
Yeah.
Now it looks like a wrinkled old.
Who's more famous, do you think? Who has more Twitter followers, Manson or Philly Jesus?
I think Philly Jesus. Oh, yeah. I don't think Manson's on Twitter.
Is he not?
Well, there's some people that are. There's like at Helter Shelter.
Oh, yeah.
8,000 followers.
It's not him. It's not Manson, dipshit.
Right.
I don't know.
Although, I mean, Helter, this guy with 8,000 followers hasn't tweeted since September of 2011.
God, what a loser. You got 8,000 followers. Do something with it, dummy.
Right.
Sell some t-shirts. You know, you could sell some Manson t-shirts or something.
Especially today, now that he's trending.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats to Charlie.
Because he got married, right? He married that lunatic.
They got a license. So we're still waiting to see if the actual marriage goes through.
People are fucking stupid. I mean, why would you marry? Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of stupid, I don't know if we put this up on our Facebook.
I mean, Manson has a way with women, if you think about it. I mean, he really does. He knows how to talk to people.
What was it? I mean,
to get things done.
It's kind of been studied, but what is it with these prison romances? Like, I just don't get it.
Well, you know, Manson got caught, right, and he went to jail. But if you
right, why would you fall in love with a shitty criminal?
Well, it's
a failed one.
Well, the universe.
If you're falling in love with them, they suck at what they do.
But what if they're your soulmate, and there's only one person in the universe for you? God's will. Philly Jesus has picked someone out for you already. When you were born, your soulmate.
Spaghetti Monster has wrapped his noodly appendage around the Manson union.
It was meant to be with a horribly murderous man with a big Nazi symbol in his face.
The... Yeah.
Who are you marrying? Is that your parents? Like, I'm getting married to who? You've heard of him. Oh, he's famous? Oh, yeah. Well, infamous. Right. How do you? I don't even know.
They wrote a movie about him.
Oh, really?
Sort of.
Ooh. What do you think would be harder to say? Would you rather say, oh, I'm getting married to Bill Cosby or Manson?
Bill Cosby.
Right.
He just rapes women. I don't know what Manson might be into.
You know, I know. Listen, by the way, I do have an idea.
And I don't think Cosby's killed anybody, right?
No. We don't know. Were you there? Listen, I have an idea for a show. A writing project, because Pat and I write together, for those of you that don't know.
Yes. Call our agent if you want to read our latest whatever.
This is a good one. You're going to like this. You're going to love this.
Yes.
Okay. It's the Cosby Show.
Fade in.
It's the Cosby Show. It's someone playing the
character. But white people.
No. It's someone. Listen. Someone plays a character of Bill Cosby and all his kids. It's about a doctor who has, you know, a big, happy family.
Trudy?
Yes. No, well, who's Trudy?
Wasn't that the young Tootie? Pootie?
Rudy. Trudy was on Steel Magnolias.
Tootie. No, Tootie was...
Facts of Life. Rudy.
Trudy was Steel Magnolias.
Rudy, youngest child
Rudy.
On Cosby Show.
Right. Fuck, marry, kill. Trudy, Rudy, or... What was the other one that we just said?
Tootie.
Tootie, Trudy, and Rudy. F, marry, kill.
Who was Trudy? Was Trudy Dolly Parton?
And let's say... older Tootie, not younger jailbait Tootie. Like, once Tootie hit 18 on Facts of Life, I don't want to rule her out just because she was underage.
Kim Fields, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to F Kim Fields, kill Rudy, and marry Trudy. Sorry, Rudy. I'm killing Rudy.
I'm killing Rudy from the Huxtables.
Eh. Well, here's my idea.
Okay.
It's the Cosby Show, but it's not a sitcom. It's a one-hour drama theme.
Yes.
And, you know, by night, Cliff Huxtable pulls a Dexter and goes off. It's the actual real story of Bill Cosby. Cliff Huxtable, he goes off in the middle of the night.
Allegedly.
And he rapes people.
Allegedly.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I bet you could find a home for that Lifetime.
Bill Cosby in the news, allegedly, more people coming out and saying that he got a little bit of his rape on.
Is he sure he was never in the priesthood? Or
and then that fat fuck, also on our Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, that fat... what did I say? Bloviating, barbiturate blowhard.
Oh, Rush.
Rush fucking Limbaugh was talking about the shit that is going down with Bill Cosby. And Rush Limbaugh said basically, well, you know, that was years ago.
Doesn't matter, dickhead.
Years ago. Why are we talking about this now? Years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Quote, it's not like he did it yesterday.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
It's the same. Doing it yesterday and years ago. In the eyes of the law.
Statute of limitations.
Same thing, right?
No.
No, it's not.
Statute of limitations. I don't know if there's a statute of limitations on rape.
There's not, because what's-his-face is still out of the country. The Academy Award rapist extraordinaire.
But, yeah.
Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
It must not be a statute of limitation.
But that's different. He was charged, convicted, and was being sentenced.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, bringing charges might... There might be a statute of limitations on... Like, the guy, Brian Singer, the guy that said Brian Singer was passing teenage boys around...
Director of X-Men.
Like a bong at parties.
And Hot Tub Diddler.
Right. He said that they couldn't go after Brian Singer and all those Hollywood guys because...
He's rich and white.
Because the statute of limitations had was up.
Oh, yeah.
And that... but they could sue them civilly.
Oh, okay.
But then they got thrown out when they found out that guy was less than reliable.
I mean, what I'm learning from our conversation...
Yes?
It's so great. You need to be a white guy that directs film. And successful movies.
Well, or just makes money.
Oh, yeah. Any of those. If you're going to commit crime.
You can have $13.8 billion and still go and spend millions of dollars on lawyers to fight your wife to try because she wants... Less than 10% of it.
He must have a real problem with her.
They must be a little angry. You think they tried counseling?
Oh, yeah. Counseling? You guys can work it out, or you can split, and you can get $1 billion out the door. Oh, wait. Let's try counseling?
I mean, how bad would it get?
They're
so rich that they could be on other parts of the planet.
I know.
And not have to worry about it. And if they hate each other, then fuck away with other people.
Who cares?
Why would you go through the...
Right.
Like, she put up with 25 years of his bullshit. Why all of a sudden now... some of the comments I saw on that billionaire was that he's cheating.
Okay.
But...
So what?
So what?
I mean, she's got $1 billion.
She's got standards?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, you know, listen, you tell somebody's like, listen, I want to tell you I'm cheating on you. I'm so sorry. Here's $1 billion. That conversation versus the same conversation where you don't have $1 billion to hand.
True.
Over.
True.
Make him feel better. Like, what did Kobe Bryant do?
If someone's going to cheat on you, you'd rather let them hand you a check.
Oh,
for a billion.
It makes it probably go down easier. Hey, listen.
Spoonful of sugar.
Oh, sure. Well, Kobe Bryant, he raped the chick in that hotel room in Colorado. Oh, yeah, he did. And that's
allegedly.
Right. Yeah. His leg, by the way, he's an amazing athlete, professional athlete. Oh, no. But
and that was butt rape, too, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know what it was.
That was.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was anal.
Hey, listen, but his leg was hurt. There's no way he could overpower her.
She had tearing. How could she not?
Well, didn't he give his wife a gigantic fucking ring?
Oh, yeah, that was the big story, wasn't it? Like a $6 million ring or some shit like that a few months afterwards?
We're so gross in this country. We're so gross. If you're an athlete, man, you can get away with a lot of shit. You can rape someone in a hotel room.
Well, and that kind of made me feel bad for her, too, the wife. Because if that's... I mean, that's what it takes to... That's all it takes to say to make things okay.
Yeah.
Your husband allegedly butt-raped a girl.
Yeah.
And, you know... 7 carats is the minimum that it'll take to make you forget about it.
Well, at least, hey, you know.
Got so, it. I don't know. It's like...
kudos to all you athletes out there that are hurt. Ben Roethlisberger, big creep. Michael Vick, big creep.
Watch Cops. It's any...
Who's the biggest
it's
creep?
It's in any socioeconomic strata is what I'm saying. Yeah. That you don't necessarily have to be a big... You mean the fact that they get off from
doing they
it.
Get off.
They get away with it.
Nothing happens. Yeah.
Right.
Nothing. How many times, if you look up Ben Roethlisberger, how many times has he been accused of assaulting someone, sexual assault? It's like a few.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's what he does when he goes on vacation for spring break.
Pick somebody to. Let's see. What do we tweet out? We tweeted about Anonymous, right?
Oh, right. Anonymous.
This is a great story. We talked a little bit on a previous show here on the network. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes. We're also on iTunes and on Stitcher. But we talked about how the KKK in Missouri has been sending out, or at least one chapter of the KKK. Apparently, they're like McDonald's. They're independently owned and operated franchises. And
I'm getting a franchisee lease of a KKK.
What do you think the buy-in for the KKK franchise is?
I don't know. What are the thread counts on those robes?
What do you get?
I gotta get a quote.
You have to go to training.
All their robes come from leftover Motel 6 sheets. Gross.
So the KKK has been putting out flyers and shit in areas of Missouri and in Ferguson, basically saying, don't worry, the KKK's on it. When, you know, all the animals rise up, we'll be here to protect you.
Yes.
And so the group Anonymous, we've talked about them before. There are it's hackers, a bunch of anonymous.
Yeah.
It's an amorphous cloud of hackers out there. It's no one single person.
Right. Amorphous, word of the day. That's a good word. Amorphous.
Amorphous is the word of the day.
What does that mean? Kind of like
no shape to it. Like the
constantly
changing shape, like a cloud of smoke is amorphous. Right. It's.
I love that.
I think
I want to be that
for you Halloween. Be amorphous
for Halloween.
You will be eventually.
Oh yeah. Oh, good for me.
we all will be.
Oh, fatalist. How sad.
So. They also, they threaten protesters that they're going to use lethal force. Well, the group Anonymous has decided to step in.
Hello.
And, you know, Anonymous puts out these creepy videos.
Oh, they're scary, dude. Don't want to be on the wrong end of that shit.
And take a listen. Here is the group Anonymous declaring war on the KKK.
Greetings, world. We are Anonymous.
They've got really cool production values in their video. They've got that. They've got that shitty 10 years ago voice generator. Because there are much better voice generators.
Right,
now.
That is scary.
But they're using like we are Anonymous.
What do you? Meanwhile, the KKK. How are they going to fight this? They got AOL addresses.
I don't know. They throw crayons at them.
Turn on the Commodore 64.
Cool opening.
KKK, it has came to our unfortunate attention that you have been interfering with Anonymous. We are not attacking you because of what you believe in as we fight for freedom of speech. We are attacking you because of your threats to use lethal attacks against us at the Ferguson protests.
Oh, yeah.
So what the KKK has been doing upon this declaration is do you know what doxing is? They've been doxing people on the internet. DOXXING.
What in the fuck is that?
It means they put your name, address, phone number, where you work, hide your kids, hide your wife, everything that's going on.
Oh, because you want to be anonymous in the Klan.
Yes. So they're basically pulling the hoods off of everybody.
Oh, shit.
All these Klan members.
It's like the last scene in Scooby-Doo.
And posting. Right. Damn meddling kids.
Oh, that's the best.
And
God, rest in peace, Casey Kasem.
So now they're showing, which is still going on, by the way.
Oh, is he dead?
No,
is he not dead?
Last I heard, he's like in a freezer somewhere in Europe or some shit. Like they're fighting over his body. It's crazy. Look up
Casey Kasem resurrected.
Let's get Brent on that story on the Hollywood Hick and see what.
I know all about this Casey Kasem motherfucker.
If he can tell us what's going on, 7 p.m. Listen to Brent on the Sevens here on the network. Here's more of Anonymous declaring war on the KKK. I'm going to put my money on Anonymous.
Protests. Due to your actions, we have started Operation KKK. The aim of our operation is nothing more than cyber warfare. Anything you upload will be taken down. Anything you use to promote the KKK will be shut down. DDoS attacks have already been sent and have infiltrated your servers over the past 2 days.
So they've already shut down.
This is terrifying.
DDoS attacks have already gone against KKK websites.
DDoS attacks.
Dedicated denial of service attacks.
Are fucking you up.
Basically, they just use robots.
We are already inside your server.
To hit your website. And overwhelm it. It just
hide
gets too many hits and
hide your wife.
Gives it a heart attack.
It sounds terrifying, dude. I would hate to get that message.
Oh, this message?
I would never fuck with Anonymous.
You would never fuck with Anonymous.
No. Don't ever do a negative story on them.
You're right.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape him. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
That's a good song.
And he's more anonymous.
Right.
DOX attacks have also been launched on leaders of the KKK. All information retrieved will be given to the public. You messed with our family and now we will mess with yours. Let the cyber war begin. We are a legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
We are anonymous.
That is scary. That is creepy.
We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. We are anonymous.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking creepy.
I wonder, would you like to be a member of Anonymous? Would that be cool?
There's a lot of
things. You'd have to keep it from me, though. You wouldn't be able to tell me.
How do you know I'm not?
You'd have to bury your server.
There are...
something.
There's a lot of things that I kind of agree with them on. There's a couple of things I haven't necessarily agreed with.
No.
They're the ones that
I agree with them all the time. They're fine.
I forget what was the rape case, but they're the ones who basically pushed. It was one of those college football team rape case or something.
A fucking football player
that they were trying to hide and push under the rug and stuff. And I think Anonymous jumped on them and drew attention to it.
Yeah.
And then finally ended up getting convictions for those guys or whatever. But they've already brought down. They also took over the Klan's Twitter account.
They
already got it.
Oh, that's funny.
At Ku Klux Klan USA was taken over. They say it was run by an official Klan member.
Stupid guy, bro.
Anonymous is saying they already took down various websites.
What was his password for Twitter? Was it KKK? No. The first K is cap sensitive. They'll never hack it.
I would think they probably don't have a lot of
KKK
sophisticated technical abilities to secure their stuff.
Right.
Thomas Robb, national director of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
Fuck you.
Says he's had threats against his website, but as of today, it was still running.
Ha ha ha.
And he points out that our membership list is kept on computers that don't have access to the internet.
No, dude, they're going to figure you out. They're going to find you.
They found a bunch of them, and alleged.
Who does this KKK guy, what does he have? I got McAfee downloaded onto my fucking computer.
Well, he says the member list, apparently there is a member list, is not on a computer attached to the internet. Don't you put that list on no computer attached to that internet. We don't want to get hacked and get found out.
I'll bet you whatever that chick got in the divorce, that it is, in fact, maybe hooked into the internet. He just doesn't understand that. I mean, really, he's a dipshit. You're dealing with Anonymous. They're gonna find you.
They're gonna find you. So that's what's going on there with the KKK.
By the way,
versus Anonymous.
I brought up Ben Roethlisberger and his sex charges and all that shit.
Yes.
Looking on Wikipedia, and it says on July 17, 2009, a civil suit was filed in Washoe County, Nevada, accusing Roethlisberger of sexually assaulting somebody in 2008 in his hotel room. So, whatever. And then he did it again in 2010 in Georgia somewhere. He's a big fucking creep.
A big fucking creep. BFC?
Yeah.
A big fucking creep.
Right. And he was suspended in 2010 by Roger Goodell, who's kind of a creep. He announced that Roethlisberger would be suspended without pay for the first six games of the 2010 season due to a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. Roethlisberger was ordered to undergo a league-mandated behavior evaluation, I guess to try to keep him from sexually assaulting women.
Maybe raping someone else up in there.
It's weird. I don't have to take a class that teaches me how to do that.
Funny. I avoided that too. I guess
on my
acting
own.
Maybe as an acting major, you don't get the don't rape women class.
Or maybe as a fucking human being, you just don't do that.
There could be that little detail.
Don't be ridiculous.
What else is going on? Did you... did we talk about this at all? The Duck Dynasty musical in the works. I am shitting the knot from the Robertsons.
Yes. They're doing a musical.
The Bearded Robertsons are working on a production called The Duck Commander Family Musical, which is aiming to have an opening in Vegas. Because, you know, nothing says Jesus and family like hookers and gambling.
I think this would work in Vegas because I've been there recently.
Come on. No. People are there to fucking gamble and see titties.
No.
How are they going to turn Vegas into a Christian destination for travel?
Listen, Vegas is not what it used to be. Vegas is now the home of the pear-shaped tourist with their brood of children, and they can do Disney-type things. You know what I mean? It's a family business. It's a family place. It's not seedy anymore. There's no underbelly.
But there,
it's not for you.
There's still titty bars and
yeah, but not really. I honestly, it's not. It's a family fucking place. I mean, Ray Romano has his own show there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not edgy. I think this is a great fit for Vegas because I think there's plenty of white trash there walking around. I mean, really, honestly, I'm gonna go to the big Jimmy Buffett fucking restaurant. Order a cheeseburger.
It just pains me to think that there's anybody that might actually wander into Ghost.
They will all
Duck Commander.
They will all go see that in Vegas. This is a perfect idea for Vegas. Plenty
doomed.
Of big fat idiots there.
We're doomed.
What? It's a weird thing, too. I mean, I will say this. It's an odd. I mean, I would think that, yes, like, the theater community, which, God, see, that's rough. Everybody needs jobs, and all these actors are poor. But to me, that would be a show to say, I'm not doing the Duck Dynasty thing. They're homophobic little fucking assholes. And the gay community is a big part of American theater. You can't put this show on Broadway. It can't happen.
Well, this is what's happening is that
shouldn't even happen in Vegas.
A lot of people are I don't know, a little outraged.
Yeah.
Especially the gay, you know, you'll be surprised to know to find out that there may be a couple of gay people performing in Vegas and that perform in musicals.
I
know it's hard to believe.
Is Tommy Toon, is he choreographing this shit? Who's the choreographer? Honestly,
I don't know. Who are they going to get to work? You're right. How many dancers are they going to get?
How are you going to work? I don't know. It's disgusting. You can't. Listen, it sucks because I have friends that like won't do Walmart commercials and won't do McDonald's commercials and shit. And
right,
that's a lot of fucking money. If you get one of those commercials, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to turn down. And if you're an actor, you don't have a lot of money, so I think this would be if you're offered as an actor a tour of the Duck Dynasty show, you could have enough weeks in equity to pay your health insurance. How are you going to turn this down?
They won't go union though.
Well, they might have to go union,
but they hate you.
It doesn't matter.
Aren't they Republicans?
No. If they're going to go in a place big enough to finance this fucking Duck Dynasty shit musical, they're going to have to be in a union house in a union theater, and they're going to have to pay these union fuckers. Unless they do it some other place.
Right.
Yeah, equity's not going to put up with that shit. They're not going to say, oh, no, pay them whatever you want. No, this is a union house. Fuck you. Maybe, I don't know. So gross. The Duck Dynasty musical.
Huh?
It's gross.
It's yeah, there's, but, you know, they're cashing in, man. Cashing in on the Bible bullshit and the duck bullshit and the hating the homos bullshit.
It sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, damn it. Now, again, Anonymous, go after who the okay. I have a lot. I need to find out who is in charge of this Duck Dynasty musical. What composer did this?
Come on.
Who is directing this? We need to know the creative staff behind this Duck Dynasty shit, because you can't just put a musical out.
They already have a Broadway producer working with them as well as a composer working on the music.
What?
They say it won't be all chicken picking stuff and banjos.
Why?
Several Broadway producers, but there is apparently some controversy as the show, as the story continues to develop. Several Broadway producers, many of whom are liberal, gay, or both.
Yes! It's the fucking theater, man.
Are aghast. What a great word. They're aghast that colleagues would work with a family whose patriarch Phil Robertson has compared homosexuality to bestiality.
Yeah, this is where you have to say if you're a producer, and I fuck off, you're probably rich. Just tell them to fuck off. I don't want your money. Now, I'll produce something else.
The producer says, quote, "The show will end up challenging the views and assumptions of people across the political spectrum."
Of course it will.
More than most theater does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how fucking...
Do you hate faggots? I hate faggots. We all hate faggots together.
How condescending. I mean, what the fuck? I get... Hey, listen. I think there's plenty of room in American theater for a show about Duck Dynasty that doesn't put Duck Dynasty in a positive light. I mean, the South Park guy should book a Mormon, this motherfucker.
I can't wait to see how this transpires.
I want to know
Duck Dynasty musical for Vegas is inexplicably in the works.
It's hard. I don't fault any actor for doing this. It's tough. You got to get paid. You can't starve. You know, I don't fault some pit musician for playing piano or the drums in this. These fucking producers can suck a dick because this sucks.
Who knows if it'll go anywhere?
It's bullshit.
I'm hoping it.
This is not what the theater is about. It is. Theater is about saying these guys are shitheads. That's their job. God damn.
I've got a story.
Fuck these guys.
Ryan's outraged.
Oh, I am outraged.
Here's a story out of my hometown of Chicago, Illinois.
Go fuck yourself.
There's a magnet school in Illinois, and apparently there's a lot of panties in a knot.
Yay!
Over fifth grade sex education.
Perfect.
Parents at this magnet school in Illinois are pissed off because a sex education program for fifth graders. So how old are fifth graders?
Yeah, 45.
10, 11?
Yeah. 11 years old.
The sex education program for 10 and 11-year-olds talks frankly about the existence of female condoms and lube.
Listen, if you're going to make a female condom work, you better start working with it in the fifth grade.
Right.
It's not an easy proposition.
Parents were upset by a presentation at Andrew Jackson Language Academy, which included slides encouraging students to use lube. I'm sure it didn't encourage students to use lube.
When you are packing the female condom inside the female.
And giving, well, maybe it did, and giving them clear instructions on how to use a female condom. So they probably said, you know, even like for men.
Right.
They say if lube is part of your adventure,
yes,
that it helps to put a little bit of lube on the inside of the condom.
It is like stuffing the wadding in a musket.
If it doesn't already have, you know, pre-juicing on the condom. But in order to put a female condom in, you may need a little lube to help.
I thought you were saying you may need a female. It's true.
Or whatever. So... I'm sure they weren't saying, you know, to get your fucking on, make sure you use plenty of lube, kids. I'm sure that wasn't right. The PowerPoint presentation. I'm sure it was, if you're having difficulty getting a condom on, or if you're having difficulty getting the female condom in, maybe you can use a little bit of lube.
Right, absolutely.
Ah!
And listen, unless you want your kids to grow up and get somebody pregnant when they're really young, or maybe to find their way into being Charles Manson's fucking wife, talk to your kids about sex. Be careful over there.
Well,
to your kids about sex and about, like, you know.
And every study has shown that if you tell these kids in real medical, normal language about what's going on, it helps later. Then, when they are 15 and 16 and starting to stick their dicks into each other, and allowing their pristine cave of wonders to be entered.
Right.
Then they might use contraception.
No matter what the Pope says.
It's not going to encourage them. If you tell them, kids, don't, in order to not have a baby, maybe you should use a female condom. Doesn't tell an 11-year-old, fuck away, kids, fuck away.
Listen, if you're going to have a kid, accept the fact that you're going to have to talk to your kids about fucking sex, okay?
They can't handle it. It's so stupid. Sex is so dirty and
nasty. I don't want to walk around on a planet populated with your children that had kids at 13 years
old. Too late.
You know what I mean? That's not the world I want to live in!
And look at fucking Texas. Those cunts down there have gotten rid of all the sex education they can.
Oh, yeah.
They teach abstinence is all. You just don't touch each other because, you know, Jesus is watching.
We've condensed our science books down to one laminate handout.
Right. And that state, that ridiculous knuckle dragon fucking asshole state, is now has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country. Congratulations, Texas. Congratulations. Don't tell the kids about responsible sexual habits, and it'll just go away. Stick your empty heads in the sand, you
Bravo.
Dumb
Don't
fuckers.
Mess with Texas.
Bravo, stupid.
Because Jesus told you not.
Yay. Oh, Benghazi.
The parents.
Which Jesus? Which Jesus told them? Was it Philly Jesus?
One parent said, sexual awareness, okay, but how to use a condom and that it was going to be shown how. I just thought that was a little extreme. Did you ever see one of those demonstrations where they take a banana and they slip a... Did you have that in your school?
No. They used a the eggplant.
You had a lot of black kids in your class.
Yes, please. No. I don't know. No, I never saw that. No, I'm from the South. Nobody cares.
Didn't you have sex education?
No. My sex education was go get AIDS, stupid.
You had sex education of some form, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we did. We had this I had this teacher named Coach Saul.
In what year? Was this high school or is this before high school?
Yeah, this is like 1997.
High school.
Oh, high school.
For you.
Yeah, for me. Yeah, listen.
High school for you, not Charles Manson's latest wife.
Is chippy. Listen, yeah, that we had sex education, but nobody came out and said use a condom like this.
Oh, really? We got a demonstration.
No. They said use a condom. They didn't get crazy.
Wow. I went to Catholic school, and we had a guy put a condom on a banana to show us how to do it.
Oh, they were going to use a... choir boy, they're like, yeah. We don't need condoms with
before
them.
Before you fuck a choir boy.
They're going to tell you to
before
use...
Before you fuck an altar boy, make sure you use lube. Yeah, right?
It's just a weird organization for you to say they're teaching people about sex. They're showing them about sex.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you got to learn firsthand. You learn by doing, Ryan.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Not by showing.
The little Catholic Church is a horror scene. It really is. I think that's the scariest religion on the planet. Catholicism.
Really?
I do.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm torn. I think there's a lot.
As a whole.
Right.
Their existence to date. They've done more bad shit. Right?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But now they're a little bit more of the logical. You know, I mean,
yes.
They believe in... They're not telling you that the world's 6,000 years old. They're not telling you... But they are telling you, don't wear condoms. And that's maybe more insidious. I might rather have people out there who believe it's 6,000 years... The world's 6,000 years old that has a church that tells them to wear condoms, because then there'll be less people around that believe the world is 6,000 years old. So
that's a good
we
point.
Would encourage them... To sheath up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm not discouraged.
Please stop procreating and spreading your stupidity.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I would like to second at vile experience to anyone listening. Please stop procreating. So many children in this fucking neighborhood.
There's too many
too.
Children.
I mean,
there's
oh, my God.
Way
school
too many.
Lets out here. It's really, it's a sea of 3 foot tall people for a long time.
There's a lot of
all
kids
day.
There.
It's eating candy.
That means it's the end of the show, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving, facebook.com/crabdiving. We'll be back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. live Pacific time, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't between those times, you're listening to a rerun. G.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, right here after the show in a couple of minutes will be a replay of Saturday's Canalinguists show. And then following that tonight, 7 p.m., stay tuned for the Hollywood Hick. And right after that, the Daily Upper Decker. In between then,
fuck yeah,
we're going to be rerunning the fuck out of our show.
That's
so you
right.
guys can hear our mellifluous tones. We'll Hello. Be back. Don't forget to follow Ryan Pfeiffer at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everything and anything about us. Crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.